Our next chant is called Dhruva's Song, and it is a call to the Supreme. I will tell you a little story about a boy named Dhruva. He was about 5 years old. Do we have any children in the audience that are 5 years old? Can we have them stand up, please, if you're five? I think I see a couple. A couple in the back there. There we got two back there and one over there. So this boy was a prince, and he wanted to sit on his father's throne and on his father's lap. But he had an evil stepmother who decided that she would never allow him to sit on his father's lap. She yanked him off one day and said, "If you would like to sit there, you need to take birth in my womb first." This little boy was filled with so much anger and sadness and pain, he decided to show her, "I will, without a doubt, figure out how to get a kingdom greater than my father's, greater than the entire universe." And he decided to go look in search of the Supreme. He went to the forest and met Narada Muni, a great sage, who gave him this mantra after seeing his fierce determination and told him, "If you chant this mantra or this meditation, you will definitely attain the Supreme. But I don't know, you're a little kid. I don't know how much you can really do." But this boy was determined. He sat and controlled his breathing for 6 months and meditated on the sound of this prayer. First, he ate only the roots and the grass and the seeds of the forest. And gradually, even giving up that, he only needed to focus on his breathing and on the sound of this prayer. Finally, the Supreme Lord, so astonished by the determination of this boy, decided to show him his appearance and his majesty. When Dhruva opened his eyes and saw the Supreme in front of him, all of his anger and his hankerings vanished from his heart. And he said, "My Lord, I was looking for broken pieces of glass in materialism, in wealth, and conquering over those who have given me pain. But by your presence and your glory and your beauty, you have given me the most precious diamond. So we will try, not try, we will do. We will chant this prayer with our full attention. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate prayer. We have a dear friend, an amazing bhakti yoga practitioner, Anish, coming all the way from Houston. We welcome Anish to please come up and chant this prayer with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.